If by these things you won't be reformed to me, but will walk contrary to me, then I will also walk contrary to you, and I will strike you, even I, seven times for your sins. I will bring a sword upon you, that will execute the vengeance of the covenant, and you will be gathered together within your cities, and I will send the pestilence among you, and you will be delivered into the hand of the enemy. When I break your staff of bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver your bread again by weight, and you shall eat, and not be satisfied. If you in spite of this won't listen to me, but walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary to you in wrath, and I also will chastise you seven times for your sins. You will eat the flesh of your sons, and you will eat the flesh of your daughters. I will destroy your high places, and cut down your incense altars, and cast your dead bodies upon the bodies of your idols, and my soul will abhor you. I will lay your cities waste, and will bring your sanctuaries to desolation, and I will not take delight in the sweet fragrance of your offerings. I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies that dwell in it will be astonished at it. I will scatter you among the nations, and I will draw out the sword after you, and your land will be a desolation, and your cities shall be a waste. Then the land will enjoy its Sabbaths as long as it lies desolate and you are in your enemy's land. Even then the land will rest and enjoy its Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate it shall have rest, even the rest which it did not have in your Sabbaths, when you lived on it. As for those of you who are left, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a driven leaf will put them to flight, and they shall flee, as one flees from the sword, and they will fall when no one pursues. They will stumble over one another, as it were before the sword, when no one pursues, and you will have no power to stand before your enemies. You will perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies will eat you up. Those of you who are left will rot away in their iniquity in the lands of their enemies, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they rot away with them. If they confess their iniquity, and the iniquity of their fathers, in their trespass which they trespassed against me, and also that, because they walked contrary to me, I also walked contrary to them, and brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart is humbled, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. The land also will be left by them, and will enjoy its Sabbaths while it lies desolate without them, and they will accept the punishment of their iniquity, because, even because they rejected my ordinances, and their soul abhorred my statutes. Yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God, but I will for their sake remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes, ordinances and laws, which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by Moses.